Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. In the KSRO kitchen, as we do a mad dash across the parking lot from the greenhouse to the kitchen, there he is in his pristine whites and his toque, is Chef John Ash. Hello there.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Isn't it beautiful today?
Oh, gosh.
It's like, it's going to be 80.
Well, yesterday was 90.
Was it?
It was really hot yesterday. And this week has been beautiful in the mid-80s. And it's so perfect because I was going to do some planting today and yesterday. I thought, no, too hot to put in vegetables. They're just going to...
Yeah.
But tomorrow it's going down to about 75, 76.
Yeah. So then it's going to rain.
Exactly. So late afternoon as the sun's setting, I'm going to put the rest of my tomatoes in, put my green beans and basil in. And then Monday, like you said, overnight... We're supposed to get rain on Monday and Sunday night into Monday.
So I have to ask you, has nothing to do with the food show. Well, it kind of does. So what tomatoes are you planting this year?
I am the most boring tomato person in the world. I don't have time to fuss with heirlooms. I plant a Sun Gold, a Sweet 100, a Better Boy, and an Early Girl. That's all I used to do 15 or 20. I don't have the energy and the time to really manage all these tomatoes. And thank gosh, I've got a lot of friends that do
who grow tomatoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They grow a lot, and I have more than I can possibly consume. But those are, they're tried and true for a reason. They work really well. And for my wife and I, it's plenty of tomatoes. So they do very well.
Good.
Do you do any tomatoes at all?
I do. I do. And it's kind of the same thing. I'm doing Sun Golds mostly, just because they're so predictable. They come up. And a couple of others. I have somebody who helps me plant them. And
But you're not doing any other cherry tomatoes, just the Sun Gold?
No, just the Sun Gold.
Yeah. Well, one will actually feed a family of eight. Well, good. And it's just been a pristine, exquisite spring for planting.
Yeah.
Just perfect. So tomorrow, of course, Mother's Day. And as I mentioned earlier, in all the years that you ran John Ash and Company, Mother's Day was pandemonium. Well, you've mentioned this on the show, pandemonium, that, of course, you made so many, hollandaise sauce and everything like that.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that really popular?
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce. And I know it was a very stressful day for chefs and restaurant personnel.
So, well, I guess there's a part of it that you can almost predict that 3/4 of the orders will be Eggs Benedict.
So
just make sure you have butter melted.
So if people are going to do this at home, because a lot of people said, I can't fight the crowds anymore. It's a tense experience.
Well, I was listening to somebody on the radio talking about the fact that this is the busiest. This Mother's Day typically is the busiest restaurant day in the world, and I guess it was always my rationalization for that was that it was the one time that you could stand to go out with mom.
Oh my gosh!
Usually they're fine, but often they don't get along.
Well, especially if there's grandkids, young grandkids, they're squirming, they're hot, they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's sometimes not the best experience. Whereas if you can do this at home in a leisurely manner, especially if you can do it ahead, and of course as a chef, you're the master of knowing all these things that we can do ahead of time and not have to be in the kitchen the whole time and not be able to interact with our guests and our family. So I know you've talked about, let's say, bacon. and this was a great tip you'd given me years ago, of making bacon in the oven.
Oven, yeah.
Not trying to do it in the frying pan.
Yeah, because it's a mess.
And is that how you did it in the restaurant?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah,
you do
because
a sheet
you
pan?
Could because you could do a lot of them. You could do it ahead and just warm it just before you put it on the English muffin with the eggs.
Okay.
And all of that
so
stuff.
Bacon is easy to do ahead of time. Yeah. There's lots of ways. It's not rocket science. Do you use paper towels or did you put it on a rack, a grid?
Put it on a rack, mm-hmm. but then as soon as it came out of the oven, put it on paper towels so that it absorbed the excess fat. Yeah.
If you want to do Eggs Benedict, if you can do the hollandaise ahead of time.
Yes, you can.
And keep that warm in like a double boiler or something? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Well, especially if you're going to do it at home, because, you know, it's not like you're going to be making Eggs Benedict for 6 hours or something like that.
Like you did.
Yeah.
So that can be done pretty easily.
Yeah.
For poaching eggs, can you poach the eggs in advance and
keep
them warm?
Yes, you can. That was the... I don't know where I learned that. I learned that from somebody, but you can poach them all ahead. And the whole idea is get them so that they're just done and then put them in ice water. And you can keep, and then put it in the fridge, and you can keep them in the fridge for 2 days, three days or something.
You could do 100 of these,
150 of these. That was how we did it in the restaurant, you know, because, you know, invariably you'd get an order. Suddenly the wheel would fill up with tickets, you know.
And you were overwhelmed. So you would just take these right out of the ice water and right into
warm
water?
Out of the hot water.
Under the hot water.
Yeah, the poaching liquid. So do them, poach them, be very gentle with them. But then as they're just finishing up, put them into ice water and then leave them in the ice water in the fridge.
Okay.
And then when it comes time to serve them, pull them out of the ice water, or pull them out of the ice water, and warm them gently in the warm water.
Simple,
yeah.
So that can all be done ahead too.
Yeah,
it's a lot of this. Yeah. And of course, I'm a big fan. I've always loved quiche. You can certainly do quiche ahead of time.
Oh yeah.
And quiche Lorraine, the classic one, as you've posted before, and also you've posted a crustless frittata with bacon, potatoes, and walnuts. That
was great. Crust challenged, it's really as good, I think.
You mentioned you can place it under the broiler for a minute or so to melt the cheese, serve it warm. All this can be done ahead of time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to
and
be.
And you look like a star.
And you look like a movie star. And then you brought in a wonderful recipe. I know this is a great one. And we're going to post this in the next day or so. Well, we post it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Dutch Babies Mother's Day 2025.
So this was, I was trying to think of what do we classically, what do I do with my family? We don't do Eggs Benedict. We do Dutch Babies.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, for years you've done Dutch Babies?
Yeah, because they're also really easy. You can't do them ahead, but... you can make them and pull them out of the oven when they're done.
But it's so easy. It's like six ingredients, some butter for the pan, eggs at room temperature, half cup of milk, half cup flour, half teaspoon salt, some melted butter, confectioner's sugar, and additionally, if desired, maple or fruit syrup, fresh berries, some macerated stone.
Yeah.
Simple. He breathed the oven, butter.
You know, and everybody loves them.
They do love them. 12-inch skillet or four small skillets with oven-proof handles, remember that. And then in the oven to heat up, it's a blender. You add all the ingredients to the blender.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoosh it for a minute or so, and then scrape down the sides. Turn off the blender. I like this. John's with an exclamation point. Turn off the blender first. Add the melted butter and buzz it in. Let it rest for a couple minutes, and then pour the batter into the hot pan.
Yeah.
Bake it till they're puffed and golden. 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
It's kind of like, it's like making a souffle or making, what's it called? When you have roast beef.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding.
So Same principle.
That's really what it is, yeah.
So this will easily serve four. You could easily do two 12-inch skillets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there you got eight. Most people aren't going to have more than 8 or 10 people. And there's your wonderful entree,
yeah,
along with some quiche,
yeah,
maybe along, maybe some grilled asparagus. You could do that ahead,
yes,
of time.
Yeah, that would be great.
Right? If you want to do...
I think you're on to it.
Well, you are. You gave me all these suggestions. And then, of course, the eggs, the Benedict. And then to do a lime posset, I think that'd be a wonderful spring dish. You introduced us to lime posset a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it's an English type of dessert that can be done ahead of time,
yes,
again.
Yeah. Overnight, it actually needs to be done ahead of time.
Overnight. It's set, yeah, in the refrigerator. And it's basically like 3 or 4 ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's so easy.
It is.
It's double cream or heavy cream, sugar, and some lemon juice. And really, that's it, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, or lime juice. And people don't, you know, people who've never, when you tell them the recipe, they don't believe you.
No, they don't.
Because it has no gelatin,
that's
in
correct,
it. It just, it's the acidity of the citrus that sets up the mixture of the cream and the citrus.
And you can use lime or lemon juice,
yeah,
whichever,
yeah,
one you want. It honestly, I know it sounds almost like magic.
Yeah.
Like this can't,
well,
work.
It is.
Well, when you first introduced me to it years ago, I tried it and I thought, this is never going to set,
yeah,
up. And it was the hit of a dinner that we did.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this dessert?
Yeah.
Would you share the recipe? And I almost felt guilty saying, yeah, you know, really a third grader could do this. But go ahead and Google that, lime or lemon posset. It's P-O-S-S-E-T. And, of course, with some fresh raspberries,
oh,
or,
yeah,
the first,
yeah,
spring strawberries.
Yeah.
Perfect dessert.
Yeah.
So there's just a few ideas from the mind of John Ash. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, and Chef John Ash.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact males.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Keep your family cool and comfortable this summer with More Home Services' best summer ever financing event. When you replace your AC system, we're offering zero payments, zero interest for 6 months on approved credit, then a low fixed rate thereafter. That's right, zero payments, zero interest for 6 months on any new AC system. It's an incredible offer on an incredible new AC system, but only for a limited time. This offer is also available on any plumbing, water heater, or insulation project over $1,000. So call More now. Your family will thank you, because they'll be cool and comfortable. But you have to hurry. Our offer for zero payments, zero interest for 6 months, then a low fixed rate thereafter, ends soon. Estimates and second opinions are free. So call now to keep your family cool and comfortable during More Home Services' best summer ever event. Our number is 707-505-8000, or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
A guaranteed career as an officer with the California Highway Patrol is waiting for you. You can make a difference and enjoy a starting salary of $122,500 plus comprehensive benefits. Apply today at chpmadeformore.com and become part of the strongest team in California.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk. FM, AM, and online.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We have just a couple more ideas from Mother's Day. If none of those suggestions from Chef John Ash floated your boat, I think I haven't used that term in a long time. It didn't float your boat. One is crepes. Now, people think, oh, crepes, that's really difficult to do. The French restaurants do that. But here again is something that can be done ahead, correct?
Oh, yeah. You can actually make the crepes. It used to be that you could buy them frozen. And then you would take them out and thaw them and fill them with whatever you were going to fill them with. So you could certainly do that. You could do the crepes ahead of time.
Okay.
Or even if you weren't going to freeze them, you could chill them, depending on what you wanted to put in them. You know, like I always think of creamed mushrooms or creamed chicken.
Chickens, yeah, they're wonderful.
Whatever. With that, if you were going to do something protein or fruit,
sweet crepes.
Yeah. So you were saying your grandma used to do.
Well, she did cheese blintzes.
Cheese, yeah.
And we had those for Mother's Day, and that was a big thing for Mother's Day, were cheese blintzes. Are they somewhat similar to crepes? They're not really similar to crepes.
Yeah, well, I think the recipe I gave you.
Yeah.
You make a crepe, and then you fill it with ricotta cheese or something like that, or flavored ricotta cheese.
And this can be pretty much done ahead, too,
oh, yeah.
Can it?
Yeah.
So we've got cheese blintzes. We've got, well, I know your recipe is for my grandmother's cheese blintzes. Did she actually, she did make them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, because you can make the crepe, that the thing that you're going to stuff.
Several days ahead of time, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a really wonderful idea. And then the cheese filling, as you mentioned, some grated orange zest, cherries.
You know, use a good ricotta.
Ricotta cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
So there we are. We have crepes, we have cheese blintzes, we have grilled asparagus. Let's see. And for dessert, what about strawberry shortcake?
Strawberry shortcake would be great. Or posset.
Or posset. Now, of course, we have a restaurateur that just has shown up, and we're talking about how not to go out to restaurants and make your own Mother's Day brunch. So she's not going to be real happy about that, but we'll meet her.
No, she's going to be happy because there aren't going to be so many people there.
Well, John and I were talking about the thousands of Hollandaise, gallons of Hollandaise sauce he's made over 20, 30 years. We'll meet this restaurateur in just a couple minutes. We're here to talk about the Healdsburg Food and Wine Experience coming up next weekend. You'll want to know about this. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Every Saturday and Wednesday from 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Spring showers bring beautiful flowers. You'll find vibrant flowers and crisp greens from Coyote Family Farm, affordable leafy greens and onions from J.M. Ibarra, and a variety of fresh mushrooms from Fidel's Gourmet Growers. Craving berries? Kem's got strawberries and blueberries just waiting for you. Farm fresh eggs? No shortage here. Saturdays in Santa Rosa. Geyserville Gourmet has pickled vegetables to brighten up any meal, or try a specialty hummus in original or garlic. And don't miss Santa Rosa Seafood, offering fresh fish every Saturday, as well as specialty salads, cioppino, and clam chowder. Restaurant quality food vendors every Wednesday and Saturday. Expanded curbside shopping service available.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9701.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And here's a person we have not seen in a year.
That's right.
Because she was with us last year to talk about the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. And she's back.
And how has it been a year? I need to get down here more often.
It's Domenica Cattell.
It was last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah. You were here with
the
winemaker.
I was here the year before, too. Yep.
You were here with the winemaker last year.
I was.
But now you're flying solo with us today.
I am. Watch out.
Which is so cool. So you're part
I get you guys all to myself.
You're part of this fourth annual Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, which is really, truthfully, like nothing else we've seen in Sonoma County as far as the talent and variety of food movers and shakers, both locally, nationally, regionally, internationally. It's something. It's all happened next weekend. You're part of it again.
I am. I've been blessed to be part of it since the beginning and watched it grow. And it's something that we look forward to every year and hope to continue to grow for years to come. I'm at the opening event, which is at Mayakama this year, which is the first year we're going to be there, which I love it up there. Beautiful property. So I'll be up there with my dear friend and amazing chef, Dusky Estes. And then all the chefs who are participating over the days will also be there as well, and this is the VIP opening, and I'm going to be making a riff on my lasagna. It's going to be a spring lasagna, which is all bechamel, white bechamel, and then we're working with Urbani and Point Reyes, which are two of the companies that are part of this whole thing. And so I'm doing a morel and summer truffle bechamel with the Point Reyes herb toma is going to be layered in between there as well. And a little bright spring pea and shaved asparagus salad on top to cut the richness.
Did you bring any of that?
I didn't. I'm still figuring out putting it all together.
So is this like a riff on your 10-layer lasagna? You've been serving at Catelli's in Geyserville for 50 years or so?
Well, for the last 15. So when I was growing up, we didn't have lasagna at Catelli's. We just had my nonni's ravioli, which is that same handmade pasta. And it wasn't until I moved to Italy in my early 20s. I'm like, oh, this is what lasagna is supposed to be. Because we didn't eat it at our house. And then the stuff that you would get out and about was not. It was that giant kind of brick layer American lasagna. So I'll do it as a special at Catelli's in the spring. I'll do a white lasagna, and it's really lovely. So I'm going to be doing that there, and there's going to be all sorts of great bites. And then it's just 3 days of all sorts of incredible events with food and wine and spirits. So there's tickets left for different events, and I unfortunately don't know which one. So any of you listening, or you might know that information.
Actually, it's changing by the time we say something on the air. That could be sold out. But the best way to do it is, of course, to go to the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience website, where everything is going to tell you what's still available.
Yes.
And it all kicks off this coming week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday there's, I think, something with Guy Fieri.
Saturday's at the Matheson with our dear friend Dustin's space that is being taken over, and Guy's doing his big bottle party. So that's Saturday night. Saturday day is the Grand Tasting in Healdsburg. So that's where you've got, if you, you know, come with your stretchy pants and hydrate it, because amazing chefs are going to, you know, from all over are going to be there serving bites, wine from all over the world, our local wines as well, spirits from all over. And then there's little pop-up different vignettes and dinner. There's an amazing one with Scratch Sushi, which is one of my favorites, and Aperture Wine that's going to be at KJ. And then I know there's my dear friends that I'm going to be out at their event at Chalk Hill, which is Antonio Lafaso, Krista Lipke, Manit Shohan. Or some of the chefs are going to be out there on Friday. So I think there might be... Again, don't trust what I'm saying right now. Check the website and see what's left as far as tickets go.
So you haven't heard. I bet it's going to sell out, don't you think?
I think that there's quite a few that are, but there might be a few tickets peppered here and there that are left. So run, don't walk with your fingers to the website and check out what is left to be.
And
if you're last minute like me, then you probably haven't checked it out yet, but there is still hope.
And Matt Horn, I know, the barbecue
baron. Oh, Matt Horn's amazing. Yes, thank you. He's incredible.
He's going to be up for doing a special event, I know. But I think he's also going to be part of the marketplace this year.
Yes.
Serving some type of barbecue. Is that right?
He's on the Saturday event.
So it'd be worth it just to go taste some of his barbecue. He's been written up in every national magazine as really the guiding light of West Coast barbecue, I think, so to speak.
Great food, great person. For sure.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Domenica Catelli, her family's been running this restaurant really since the mid-1930s. During the Depression, you decided to open a restaurant.
Well, that craziness is in my DNA, because I chose to reopen it during the recession in 2010.
Yeah. Well, your grandparents opened it.
Yes. Virginia and Santi Catelli, the year my dad was born, opened Catelli's in Geyserville, and it was in our family till early 90s, and it wasn't in... It still existed, but no one in our family was involved.
Well, so has it been in the same spot for all of those years?
No. So, John, it moved to Healdsburg without anybody in the Catelli family, but the name was still there in the early 90s, and then that closed. And then my brother and I had always dreamt of reopening in the original space, and our dad had leased it to Santi Restaurant.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Oden.
Yes, and they moved to Santa Rosa. And when they did that, I got the chance before he went out to lease it. And I was living in Houston at the time and traveling all over for food things. And that was 15 years ago, which went like this. Yeah, so here we are 15 years later in the original space.
Well, you could be really part of history. The Catelli name lives on. Catelli Rex, which I remember you told the story last time you were here, was you found a sign.
My grandparents couldn't afford a sign, and they got the Rex was the free sign.
Yep. That's why it's Catelli Rex. We'll take a break. We'll talk to the founder of the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience right after this.
This Mother's Day, honor the extraordinary women in your life with an unforgettable experience at the Bayview Restaurant and Lounge at the Inn at the Tides. On Sunday, May 11th, from 11 to 3, guests are invited to savor a specially curated brunch menu featuring elegant starters like oysters on the half shell, lobster pot stickers, and delicate latkes with house-smoked salmon. Entrees range from the timeless classic Benedict to the luxurious lobster and wild mushroom omelet, and a sumptuous filet mignon with a sunny-side-up egg. The meal concludes with decadent desserts from Cherry's Jubilee and Bananas Foster bread pudding to rich chocolate pâte crème, all enjoyed amid breathtaking views of the bay. Celebrate Mother's Day with exceptional cuisine, warm hospitality, and a setting as beautiful as she is. Advance reservations are highly recommended. Call the Bayview Restaurant or visit inatthetides.com. The Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides, where moments become memories.
It's spring in the North Bay.
Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected and dry.
ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Henke, ARS is not just a roofing expert. It's a community-driven force.
Did you know that Letitia Henke founded the Lime Foundation?
This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives.
Let's not forget about your roof needs.
ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected and dry year-round.
More info at arsroofing.com.
ARS Roofing and Gutters, blooming protection against spring showers, cultivating connections with our community year-round.
Maum Fireplace Center, proud sponsor of the Golden State Warriors for over 10 years. Maum Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa offers indoor and outdoor fireplaces from Town and Country. Luxury fireplaces for the discerning homeowner. Find your flame at Maum Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue. On the web at maumfireplacecenter.com. Maum Fireplace Center, we satisfy your burning desires.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Great ideas have to start somewhere. They just don't pop up miraculously. And the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience also had a person that founded this that was the had the vision to bring it to fruition here in Healdsburg. Steve Drace is on the phone with us. Steve, good morning, and thanks for joining John Ash, me, and Domenica Catelli.
Good morning. Good morning. hello, everyone. Hello, Chef.
Hello.
Well, actually, hello, chefs.
Yeah.
We got two chefs here.
We have
John Ash.
Oh, John Ash. Oh, okay. Wow, loaded with talent.
So would you give us the capsule summary of how you came up with founding this wine and food experience?
Sure. I have spent the last 26 years in my other media company representing Food and Wine magazine. So I had been going to all of the food and wine festivals all over the country, some of which they sponsor, some of which they don't. And then right literally the day of COVID shutdown, I got a call from one of my clients and friends at the Sonoma County Wine Growers Association, Carissa, who I think you know.
Yes.
And she said, oh, I want to do an event in Sonoma. Her idea originally was just to do a smallish Sonoma County white wine event to talk about how much Chardonnay is made in Sonoma County. And she said, you've been going to all these events for all these years. Can you help me? And that turned into the germ of the idea that became the first international ever, from a wine perspective, food and wine festival ever in either valley of California wine country. So in Sonoma or Napa, generally, if you go to an event in either one of those places, if it's in Sonoma, it's Sonoma wine only. And if it's in Napa, it's in Napa wine only. So it took some doing, but I convinced Carissa to allow other wines from all the great wine regions of the world to come in and sort of hopefully elevate the whole region, because the wines of Sonoma County are on par with the greatest wines in the world. Why not showcase them next to all the other wines? And that's how this event started. And
when did it start? What was the first year?
So the first year was 21. We're going into our fourth year, so I believe that math is right.
I think the math is right, too. I was like, I was there. I think it was 2021.
So tell me about, would you describe the marketplace to us? Because Domenico was saying that there's possibly some of the events that are already sold out. Is that correct?
There are, but there's still some of our greatest events you can still get into, the biggest being our grand tasting that happens on Saturday We have, you know, over 100 wineries and amazing chefs cooking. I don't know how many exactly, but I think we have somewhere in the area of 20, over 28 chefs cooking that day. We have incredible wines and all kinds of fun stuff happening. It's behind Hotel Hillsburg where normally they do the farmer's market. We take over that whole lot. We put AstroTurf down and big tents up. You'd never know it was a parking lot after we finished building it. And that is still open, as well as Friday night, this next Friday night, we have an incredible concert at Rodney Strong Vineyards, their outdoor, you know, concert venue. And we have this incredible R&B artist. He's one of my favorite singers of all time, named Alan Stone. If you've ever heard Alan Stone sing, he's one of your favorite singers. And if you've never heard him, you should go to Rodney Strong and discover him, because he's literally incredible. And to be able to see that kind of talent at that intimate winery setting is really next level. He's one of the headliners at Bottle Rock the following weekend. Mm. So to give you an idea of the talent that he has.
So are all the events listed online about what is tickets are still available?
Yeah, we have. People can go to HillsburgWineAndFood.com, and all of our tickets are that are still available. We still have a few seats only left at the courses on the court. It's named that this year because our garden to table luncheon at literally inside the garden in a beautiful cabana like setting in the middle of a garden. We're doing an NBA themed lunch with Stephanie Izard and Tracy Shepos, who's their KJ head chef. And we have a two-time NBA star, Joakim Noah, from he used to be a Chicago Bulls player, and Mark Spears, who announces for the NBA there. And so we're doing this sort of basketball-themed luncheon. There's still just a few tickets left for that. We have just a few tickets left for the Guy Fieri's Big Bottle Party, which happens Saturday night at the Matheson. And we also have a wine seminar that's still available. It's the best wine we've ever had, with literal legends in the wine world. Andy Erickson, who was one of the original winemakers for Screaming Eagle, and he's showcasing Arrieta, and we've got Joseph Phelps there and David Ramey and one of the owners of Pisoni from the Central Coast. And it's just we have a Mondavi wine from Tokalon, which is the most coveted vineyard in all of Napa, showcasing there. So that's available. That's Bacchus Landing right before the concert. So you could do the wine seminar and go to the concert right afterwards, and you'd have an incredible evening.
So
neither of those things are expensive.
I was just going to ask you, how much do any or all of these cost?
You can just buy them individually, though, right?
Yeah.
You can buy them individually. The concert is $95. And a portion of that money goes to Farm to Table, which is one of my favorite organizations in Sonoma County, where they feed hungry people by gleaning produce from
farm to pantry,
backyards.
Yeah, farm to pantry,
yeah,
yes.
Farm to pantry, sorry. Did I say farm to table?
Yeah. That's
farm to pantry. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. So it's $95, which isn't expensive. And like I said, a portion of that goes to Farm to Pantry. And that's Alan Stone on Friday night. The wine seminar is $125, and that is the greatest bargain of the century, because you'll get six tastes of wine that would be way more expensive than that to taste normally. So,
Steve, go ahead. We kind of got to take a break, but we need to we need to chat with Domenica, and then Krista Ludicke is going to call in also and tell us about what she's doing at the Hillsburg Wine and Food Experience. The important thing is
My favorite chefs going today.
Well, all the information is available online, much more than Steve can tell us in this few minutes. But go online and see what's available and go out and support this. It's well worth it. It's a really a fabulous, one-of-a-kind event. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you all so much. Have a great day.
We'll be back.
See you in a few days.
Yeah, we'll be right back, and we'll chat some more with Domenica and one of the other local chefs appearing at this spectacular event next weekend.
Voted best in the North Bay by the Bohemian, Paradise Pet Resort is the top choice for your furry friend.
We really need a getaway. When was the last time we took a vacation? Just the two of us. right before we got Buckley.
I know, it's so tough to leave him behind. Who's going to spoil him like we do?
No worries. You can take that vacation. At Paradise Pet Resorts, your pet gets the royal treatment while you're away. With webcams, you can check in and watch your furry friend's wagging tail and playful antics all day long. Your pet gets playtime, socializing, belly rubs, ear scratches, and more. Plus, daycare helps burn off that extra energy, so they'll be just as relaxed as you.
This is exactly what we needed. Let's check in on Buckley.
Those webcams are a lifesaver.
Book your pet stay today. Boarding, daycare, and grooming at Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. Visit ParadisePetResorts.com.
Paradise Pet Resorts.
Starting your own business can be challenging, and Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Dorothy Rodella, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Lawrence from Faircrest Market.
When we took over Faircrest Market, we tried out a large multinational bank, but we quickly realized we needed a more personal touch. Local people who understand our business and can make decisions right here in our community. It didn't take long to realize Exchange Bank was the solution we were looking for, and their focus on giving back to the local community aligns perfectly with our own company values.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Domenica Catelli, our special in-studio guest today from Catelli's The Rex, a fabulous family-owned restaurant in Geyserville, who's part of this year's Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Gardner. You brought in a beautiful dessert. Would you tell us about this dessert?
Yes. So I cannot take full credit for this. We have a wonderful person who's been working with us the last year, Paige Wellner. She's in the culinary program at the JC. Very talented. She's passionate about dessert. And so she wanted to do some sort of lemon bar. And we're going into spring. Strawberry rhubarb is the time. So I was at the farmer's market, saw beautiful strawberries from Lou Preston. So we did a compote with those, a little pistachio on top, and some whipped cream. So it's a lemon bar with strawberry pistachio compote and strawberry rhubarb compote pistachio. And it's tart, I feel like not too sweet. And it's available at Catelli's for a special.
So can I buy one of these?
I will give you one gladly, Chef.
It's really delicious.
It is good. And you're right. It's not too sweet. But
the tartness of the lemon just balances everything. And this rhubarb?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's just a beautiful dessert. And did this young lady come up with this with your assistance?
So, she was looking at different recipes, and we played around with it together, but she ultimately took it and ran with it.
Mm. And is she working at Catelli's now?
She does. She works with us a few days a week, and then she also is still in school and is working with Park Avenue Catering as well. So she's learning all the different
And this
things.
Is a shout-out to the JC, the culinary program, that they're producing such outstanding students that you're giving them a chance in Park Avenue to go right into the professional world and refine their skills is very admirable.
Oh, it's great. It's great to have people who are passionate about doing this.
So are you open on Sunday for Mother's Day?
Oh, yes, we are open. We're sitting at close to 400 people right
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa!
Mother's Day is something that we are prepared for because we know.
And do you
that's
do a different
is.
Menu for the brunch?
We don't. We did that at 1 year, and it was kind of like the ultimate cooking dessert. Like, so we stick to what people know us for. We do different specials, but the brunchy piece, when we tried to integrate doing that, then switch back to our menu midday, it was just did not go well.
So what's the hot item?
The hot item usually is, I mean, our top seller is, we're known for, is our lasagna. But then we also have a really lovely special. It's an asparagus carbonara. And that's the pasta special. So those always do, you know, really well. And we have a lamb shank special. So we do some different, you know, things that'll be peppered in. And then I have to give a shout out to my daughter, Kiara, because she always loves her salad. So I have a salad that I named after her, which is going to be Preston Farms strawberries, beautiful Front Porch Farms red gems, a Lambrusco vinaigrette, goat cheese, and Aleppo pistachios.
And then will this be the feature dessert, or do you have other desserts?
Oh, we have, we have lots of desserts.
A tiramisu?
So we have a tiramisu, and we have our chocolate molten lava cake with our house-made salted caramel. We have our Noble Sundae, which is our local lovely ice cream makers, Noble Folk, and we do a little, our own special sauces on there, and crispy prosciutto. We have... and we have a strawberry rhubarb crisp. Tis the season. We're leaning into the strawberry rhubarb while we have it.
Wow. Do cannolis?
Cannoli we don't do. We've done them as specials. They're just so
labor intensive
and finicky and breaky. And because we have to make them. So if we're like, I'm not going to buy the shells. If we're making the shells, it's like,
I got it. Well, there's plenty. And is it too late to get a reservation on Sunday?
I am not the good person to ask. I would say it might not be if you call or look online.
Call right now.
MikeItellis.com and on our website it links to reservations.
And
we do take walk-ins. So if you're also someone who wants to just have a little bit more casual, sit at the bar, that's always for walk-ins.
And so what are the hours?
We are open. We open early this this year, so we open at 11:30, and then our last seating I think is at 7:30.
Domenica, why don't you introduce our next chef? She's on the phone.
This is one of my besties. This is Chef Krista Lipke. She is. We just got back from doing a great chef cruise together, and she's one of the best, not only in Sonoma County but around the country. Her food's incredible. If you haven't been to Boone or Road Trip Kitchen, get yourself out there.
Out in Guerneville.
Out in Guerneville, and she has two incredible hotels. If you need a little staycation, if you're from here, Highlands and Boone Hotel as well.
Krista, thanks for joining John Ash and me. Hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. And wow, what an intro. I'm blushing over here.
So what is your contribution to the Healdsburg food and wine experience this year?
Well, I'm going to be everywhere I can, but my two big events are going to be the VIP dinner over at Chalk Hill Estates, and that's with Manit and Antonia as well, along with the Foley team and their chefs, and then also the grand tasting. I think, you know, the grand tasting is kind of where it's all at. You know, everybody's out there, so much energy, so much fun, the best food bites, the best wine. I mean, it's a big time party right in the heart of Healdsburg.
So are you bringing food in from Boone and also Road Trip from out in Guerneville?
Yeah, sure. Yep, we are. We're doing, we're going to feature Road Trip at the Grand Tasting, and sort of a kind of a hybrid Boone Road Trip. I'm doing a real fun play on Nobo's miso black cod. And so that's what we're going to do that VIP dinner. So, you know, bring it a little upscale, a little mushroom dashi on there, some Hanshimeji mushrooms. You know, have some fun with it. I think it pairs great with sparkling white or red. So I like to, you know, make sure the food and the wine can talk to each other on these things. I mean, that's what this is all about, right?
So you're doing a VIP event, but also you're part of the marketplace on Saturday.
That sure is. Yep, that big grand tasting. And I mean, I think if you can make it out to that, that's where you're going to get everything, the best of the best, all of us all in one place.
Wow. What's your dish you're doing there, Chef?
There I'm doing a spicy shrimp salad on a puffed sesame cracker. Super delicious. And even though I'm allergic to shrimp.
It sounds good and easy to put in your mouth.
That's
very important. You know, you are just quickly, people that don't know, you've become a legend over the last quarter century up here in Sonoma County. With your restaurant ventures, your wine bar ventures, your tequila bar ventures in Guerneville, plus the hotel, it's hard to believe you're only one person, first of all, when I see what you've done. And you're just a great risk taker, too, out in Guerneville. How is the construction? How's the construction happening out on Main Street?
Well, we're getting through it. It's been brutal. And, you know, it's definitely put a hamper on business out here. But, look, we're all open for business. We are all having a great time. And, you know, you say I'm only one person, but I'll tell you what, the biggest thing I have here is an amazing team of people that I've amassed on my team. And I always say, you know, you're not working for me, you're working with me. I can't do it without my incredible staff. I've got amazing, my CDC, Carlos Mendez, a couple of amazing sous chefs with me, Rosie Ortega and Mauricio Alvarado. And, you know, just we've collected just a really great team that I like to call my family, and we all do it together. I'm only as good as, you know, as my team is. And I feel like, you know, we've really assembled a really great crew. And that's how we make it happen out here.
So Road Trip and Boone are almost next door, just a couple doors down from each other in Guerneville, correct?
Yep, you got it. One's at the sort of early entry. That's Road Trip right as you're coming into town, and just real fun, playful food. I kind of call it, you know, food from the street, the elevated. We've got like a play on a Big Mac. We've got a crispy chicken sandwich. We're doing some, you know, Thai style and Thai inspired dishes. So just that's sort of where I have fun with food. And then Boone is a little bit more elevated. You know, your nice place for a beautiful wine country dinner or a date. Both are family friendly, though. I mean, you know, really, we welcome everybody. We're just having a good time and trying to put out the best food we can.
I love it. The Road Trip almost seems like a homage to your upper Midwest upbringing in Wisconsin. Yeah,
it is. And then at the same time, too, it's all inspired by, you know, my other passion, which is travel. Like, we just got back from a cruise in Mexico and with a bunch of chefs and chefs making waves. And, you know, whenever I'm not working, I'm traveling, and I want to be inspired by the dishes of the places I go and then bring that back and put my spin on it here, and that's what Road Trip is about.
Did you have fun on the cruise, Domenica?
I did. It was fascinating. It was my first cruise, so
your first cruise?
Yeah, I get boat sick, and I also am, like, super ADHD and don't want to be trapped in one place, so that made me nervous, but we had a blast being with all the chefs, and they did the restaurant takeover, so we got, you know, the best of the best. And then I would say our other favorite place was the buffet, because the people who work on the boat, a lot of them are from India, Indonesia, and so the spicy, delicious foods that they were making that don't normally have were freaking delicious.
It's the best food
on
the ship. Yeah.
Really?
That's counterintuitive, because our buffets here are like, meh, meh, but that was like...
But
really
you agree,
cool.
And you've been on dozens of cruises.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the buffet's really where it shines. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because
whatever you're craving, it's at the buffet.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Whatever you're craving, you can find it at the buffet, and that's what's fun about it. But, it was a spectacular time, and I think, you know, when you get a bunch of us chefs together, it's hard not to have a great time. We love being with one another. We, you know, we egg each other on. We inspire each other, and that's what, you know, you'll find at the Healdsburg event, the same thing. You'll find us all, you know, hanging together, laughing, having fun, being with the people. You know, there's a lot of fun energy and delicious food that's going to come out of this event. And it's the thing I look forward to most this time of year.
Okay, well, there's a lot of events going on. But as we mentioned, the premier focus should be on the Saturday's Grand Tasting, because that's where everybody's going to be pretty much together. It's 4 full hours, 12:30 to 4:30. I believe the tickets are still available for this. It's right in downtown, the square in Healdsburg. And I've been once, and hopefully we'll be going next weekend. And it was a pretty mind-blowing experience, even for people that are, and I don't consider myself sophisticated, but people that have done a lot of wine and food events, this takes it to another level.
It really does. It's incredible. And this is, you know, this is our version of that best buffet, because you're getting food from amazing chefs from all over the country, and then the wineries from all over the world and spirits. It's unbelievable.
And what are your hours at your restaurants, Krista, out in Guerneville?
Yep. So Boone is dinner only, and we are Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9. And then Road Trip, we are also doing lunches on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then dinners Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, 4 to 9, or 5 to 9.
Great. And also, you still have a hotel out there, don't you?
I've got two hotels. Yeah, Boone Hotel and Spa and the Highlands Resort. They're both walkable or bikeable to town. We have bikes for our guests to use, so you don't have to deal with the construction zone out here parking. You just wander on down on foot or on bike.
Great.
I did my staycation birthday out at the Highlands, and I can't wait to go back. So for any of you around here, like I said, if you want to feel like you're away on vacation and you're only a 30-minute drive from Santa Rosa, and then you get to walk down and go to Boone one night and you go to Road Trip the other, it's phenomenal. And then you have tacos, the food truck taco lunch out by Safeway.
Sounds great.
Chef, come one, come all. We'll take you.
Chef Krista, thanks for joining us this morning. It was great talking with you.
Dominica, it's nice to catch up with you again, even though it's been less than 12 hours.
Seriously, bye, Jeff.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Krista. Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Dominica, for joining John and me. This has been just beautiful. And I know you're just getting off a cruise and coming in today. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having.
That's so tough. Just getting off a cruise.
Well, that's true. It's not like I just finished roofing the restaurant. Yeah. John, thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
And listeners, thanks for listening. More great listening to come following the news. This is KSRO in Santa Rosa, California.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Trade talks between the U.S. and China have started.